Good evening, hallelujah. How are you doing? I got something to show you. It's a short one tonight, a short walk, so walk with me. And in beautiful, beautiful Florida. But it's getting dark, so I thought I need to get out there quickly as it's getting dark. But thank you for checking in, and I have something to show you whilst it is still not too... It's still okay, see? You can still see, you can still video. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. So, Philippians 4:4, when Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians, he said something encouraging, and he said it twice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice in the Lord always. Sometimes we need to be reminded, and the Lord often does it actually in the Word, where things are repeated. But there is so much to rejoice about when you know the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what I wanted to show you was that birds of a feather flock together. You know that saying? That's one of my favorite evangelists that I used to follow and listen to, and fascinating teachings. He's with the Lord now for so many, many years, well over a decade, I think. But that was Barry Smith from New Zealand. And he came to England quite a lot. I've never met him in person, but I love this ministry. So birds, I don't know if you can see it very well, but all that white, all those white dots are birds. It's just a set of trees around a lake, absolutely filled with birds. And that reminded me of what Barry Smith used to say. He used to say that birds of a feather, I'll go and walk a little bit closer to it, that birds of a feather flock together. In other words, as Christians, we need to flock together, we need to stay together. And that's why fellowship is so important, and fellowship is encouraging, and it's very necessary. So if I may encourage you with that, continue to fellowship and continue to, you know, go to your church services, continue to meet up with your Christian friends. It's very, very important. Perhaps you can see it a little bit better now, with it being dark. It's nearly strange. I've personally not seen that many birds together. I mean, there's a little opening here. I'm not going to go anywhere near that water, as in Florida. And as I'm not a Floridian, you don't never know what is in the water here. Probably some alligators or whatever. You can hear. Hope you can have a good look at it, because it's kind of like fascinating. So that got me something to talk about with you, about the birds of a feather flock together. That's what Barry Smith used to say. There is power in agreement, there is encouragement and rejoicing, and that's why I like doing these walk and talks, and I want to keep them fun and light. And encouraging, because some people that I speak to, they don't even get to fellowship too often. So that way, at least I'll check in with you via Facebook messages nearly daily, as much as I can. I will do them daily, and I will have something interesting to show you. as I will always be in an interesting place. God made this earth very interesting. So rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. The Lord, look unto the hill, from hence cometh your strength. Remember that? And also, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, I'm not talking about the gifts right now, as I'm walking through what I call Hotel City. It's an area here that is just jam-packed with hotels. And literally every brand there is. And it goes on and on and on and on. And it's like many, many, many of them. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, one of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, is joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So rejoicing we can do because of our knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As Habakkuk, as I said in the very, I don't know if you've been following from the start, but I often refer to Habakkuk. And Habakkuk prophesied that the earth, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And I don't want to repeat that message, but you can go back to the very first one of these, and it's one of the first or the second. But because you know the Lord, and if you don't know Him, I invite you to pray and ask Him in your life, in your heart. But if you know the Lord, then strength will come from the Lord. Praise God. I'm surprised how much light I have here. Because I'm still learning about all this as well, and not too humble to it, and humble enough to admit that. But we got all these floodlights, so this is actually very cool walking. Plus you get that lovely evening glow in the firmament. I'll keep pointing you to the firmament, because it's His handiwork. It's God's handiwork. But that firmament in the evening, it turns into like a lovely navy blue. And it's a very light blue, of course, in the day. And then it goes dark when the light goes out. And then we'll have the moon to give us light by night. But as the moon gives you light by night, the Lord gives you joy and reminds you to rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. So, from another setting here in Florida, let me know. Remember to please to like it. Again, not because I need these likes, but it helps to get these messages out to others that follow the page or like the page. If there is enough comments and likes, I'm still messing around changing the settings about the comments, but you should be able to comment now. So put a comment in there, and if you have a topic that you want me to teach about, you know, I'm more than happy to teach. I'm an evangelist and a Bible teacher. I love the Word. I love the Word of God. I've been studying the Word of God for 20 years. I've had a lot of revelation from the Holy Word of God, the Holy Bible. And I love to share with you as much as I can and teach you and encourage you, but in a fun and loving way, because God is love. God is love. Always remember that. Anything else is condemnation, and anything else is not from the Lord, because the Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. He loved us whilst we were yet sinners. Meditate or think about that verse, and it will soon destroy condemnation. You're not condemned. There is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You are loved, and God loves you. And if you haven't not, you might watch this, and I mean, pretty much everybody who watched this is somebody who follows my, knows me, and or knows of me by following the work of my world evangelism ministry. So, hey, in this way I can show you life from the mission fields and keeps you up to date. So it's going to be an interesting journey. And so, yeah, don't be shy. Just put some positive comments there. And if there is a particular topic, not just the deliverance, but if there is a particular topic, even if it's deliverance, I mean, but whatever you, but I think one of the key topics will be love and joy. Praise God. And we need to be reminded of that. And I pray that you can rejoice wheresoever you are in the world. And I'm going to sign off and I'll look forward to go through these comments and get to know about, you know, topics of the Word of God that you'd love me to teach about. And then I can pray about it, and then I can be led by the Holy Spirit and teach you all what the Lord puts on my heart. So, like I said, it's always a real pleasure to walk with you. I know it's not actually a live conversation, but it feels like a little bit like a live conversation. And there's a lot of lonely people out there, and it's just a wonderful means of ministering and encouraging each and every one. So please, if you appreciate the Lord and His servant, yours truly, then will you please put a like or a love or a care. And again, it's not because I need that to feel good or look good. I'm the opposite of a narcissist, so I really, really don't, you know, personally care. But I know that's how Mark's, well, you know, how the Facebook founder and Facebook have set it up, that you just, there needs to be action, there needs to be likes, there needs to be loves, there needs to be, that's my good friend. Hey, good to see you, Sister Bernie. It's always a blessing to see you on there. And yeah, so it's just how it works. If you do that, it helps to get this out. You know, if there is 13,000 people following right now the Facebook page, it doesn't matter that if I put a video on it, 13,000 people get to know about it. I wish. But we might reach maybe 20 to 50. And if there's not enough likes and not enough comments, then nobody gets to see it. So, but if we can build it up, and please engage, and I do read them, and I have to read them, because sometimes I get really, really nasty comments by people that want to kick against the Lord's work and the gospel, or a particular doctrine, or just. And obviously, I constantly have to check and delete. Not that it happens a lot, but I mean, I just don't want that kind of thing. So I read them anyway, not just because of that, but this time I really want to know what you're thinking. So thank you for tuning in. I love y'all. And I might just sound a little bit American now, because when you spend so much time, after a while, you start picking up the accent a little bit, even though a Dutchman in heart and soul already has a a funny accent, but now it's mixed up with American. And but it's, oh, I'll tell you one thing, this is the climate. It's so lovely right now. A bit later on in the year, it's gonna be probably way too hot, but this is just perfect. This, I'm just in a t-shirt, well, a long sleeve polo shirt kind of thing. But it's just so cool and lovely, and the humidity is just perfect right now. It really is lovely just to walk around here with the palm trees. I just really, really, you know, today have a day of restoration. So I wondered, I was praying earlier on, I said, Lord, there's nothing even happening. There's no phone call, no email. And then I thought, well, I am actually really, really, really tired. And I was just beyond tired today. It hit me from all the traveling and all the ministry and all the really anointed spiritually warfare that went on in New York. Mighty miracles, but today I was probably hit back with it. But hey, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good for the Lord. And so this is really refreshing me. And I'm just going to carry on walking. So, Bernie, sister, all my love to your family. Really cool. And all of you, hey, you know, God bless you. Carry on. I'll be back tomorrow, of course, and every day. And yeah, keep sharing it, keep liking it, keep commenting it, because it helps to get everybody else to see it. I love you. The Lord loves you. And have a wonderful night. Or if you're in Australia, then you have already started the day. But praise the Lord. From Florida, signing off. Keep the faith. Love y'all. Bye y'all.